Track 55. 1. In terms of the Enlightenment, there are three key areas: reason, the self, and society. It emerged from a time of great social change in areas of economic prosperity, expansion of trade and empire, the Industrial Revolution, and the development of diplomacy and legal systems. The prominent writers and thinkers of the time included Voltaire, Rousseau, Smith, and Kant. 2.
What we see when we look at employment law is that much of it is open to interpretation, and although there are some areas which are standard, such as sick pay, gross misconduct, and maternity leave, other areas, such as holiday allowance, access to training, and childcare provision, are very much up to the discretion of the employer. These grey areas are more often than not sources of conflict between employers and employees, and need careful handling by solicitors. If we look at Cook versus Layton, we can see a good example of what I mean.
3.
As Pritchard notes, sociolinguistics and psycholinguistics are connected through language. Therefore, we will be studying the nature of language, first covering systems of grammar and words both in written and spoken language. We will be comparing these systems across language families before we start to look at some of the key sociolinguistic questions, such as the influence of language upon culture and vice versa. Then, we'll consider some of the issues of psycholinguistics, including where language is produced in the brain and how language is acquired.